Dressed in his nice overalls and wearing his Ooliga High School cap, Floyd Chambers walked up to the Payne County Courthouse on Monday, holding hands with his sister. In tears, they talked to the media about their confusion about Adacia Chambers, the woman they know and love, the woman they spent time with on Friday night, and how they just can't reconcile why she drove her car into a crowd of people on Saturday. The one thing Floyd Chambers says he does know is that he's devastated, and not just for his daughter.
I just want to say, from behalf of the family, that I'm very sorry for those victims and the people who lost their life.
Chambers said he talked to his 25-year-old daughter on Friday, and that she told him she wanted to move home. She'd just been in Stillwater for a few months, but she missed Ooliga. Chambers has kept a careful watch over his daughter for years, checking her into an inpatient mental health hospital in Wagner 4 years ago. Chambers' attorney, Tony Coleman.
Because she's an adult, her diagnosis, if any, was not released or disclosed to her father.
But her dad said she seemed to be doing better, holding down a steady job and reconnecting with her high school boyfriend. Earlier this year, she moved out of her dad's house in Ooliga to be with her boyfriend in Stillwater. And then there was Saturday, a day that many people are still trying to piece together. Early that morning, she went to work at Freddy's Frozen Custard. In spite of initial reports of her being fired, her boss says she was a model employee. But about 10 a.m. that morning, 30 minutes before the crash, she left her job. Her attorney, Tony Coleman, talked to her about it.
It wasn't anything sinister. Her reason for leaving wasn't... You wouldn't think that that'd be a reason for a person to leave, and that will come out later.
In any case, she did leave, and 30 minutes later, she ran a police barricade and barreled her car into a crowd of people who were watching the end of the OSU homecoming parade. She was arrested at the scene and booked into jail. Payne County District Attorney Laura Austin Thomas.
I believe the affidavit of probable cause states when during booking that she was suicidal at the time of the accident, but no longer is at the time of booking. Well, her suicidal acts became homicidal in nature as she barreled through this crowd of people.
On Monday, Thomas filed that affidavit of probable cause in court and filed a motion asking for a 2-week extension to let the investigation continue and the toxicology report to be finished. Chambers' attorney filed a motion asking for a psychological evaluation of his client. He says she's listless and doesn't seem to understand that she killed and injured people on Saturday. The next hearing in her case is scheduled for November 13th. For KOSU News, I'm Rachel Hubbard.